Bulldog Live here on The Pulse with your romantic Valentine's Day music. Sorry, that's just the way the computer picked it. Okay, that wasn't me. Well, kind of, sort of, but oh well. It is what it is, right? That saying, I don't know. Thankfully, I don't say that one very much, and I better not say that at home either if I know what's good for me. 1-866-823-1077. Continuing our conversation with Ken Merrifield, the mayor of the city of Franklin, and talking about the Northern Pass project and the impacts that it's going to have on the communities. And there's going to be a very wide debate on that for sure, from Pittsburgh to Concord to Deerfield. But Franklin is the city that seems to be the one that's going to gain the most out of this. And we've touched on a lot of the points, a lot of the positives for the city of Franklin, Mr. Mayor. And wondering if there's anything else you wish to add about that.
About the
Northern
project?
Pass project on the city of Franklin.
Sure. I think that it's important for people to acknowledge and recognize that the property tax benefits are not going to be just in Franklin. I mean, we're talking about $1.1 billion investment in the state, 1,200 jobs statewide, even though, you know, we're only looking at probably 300 to maybe 400 on the DC converter station in Franklin. But the property tax revenue, if you think about it, it's $1.1 billion, and only $250 million is the Franklin part of the project. So all the rest of
those aren't the actual tax dollars. That's the cost of the project.
That's right. The investment, mm-hmm. the taxable investment.
Yeah. Okay.
So every county that's impacted. You've already seen the figures, I think, from Northern Pass. With
yes,
the
in fact, that that
taxes.
I still need to put on the website. I haven't found a place for that yet.
But Coos County itself, never mind the revenue to towns, but Coos County gets nearly $1 million. Grafton County gets about $260,000 in new revenue. Merrimack County is the big winner at about $1.3 million in new revenue.
Those just like to the county.
County budgets.
Okay.
County budgets, which have all been hit. And, they pass along their difficulties to the cities and towns. So there's benefit for all of us. And then there are some communities that are just going to see a tremendous impact, just as big as Franklin's impact, really. On their tax base as a result of the lines and the structures.
Now, I think it was Lisa Shapiro who was mm-hmm. Talking to the committee last week, the consultant for PSNH, and she was asked about those figures and whether there was any devaluation taken into account, because that is one of the other concerns, the site of the towers, perhaps going through people's lines, devaluing the property. She says, no, those were not taken into effect because we don't know what impact that's going to be until the routes are approved. So mm-hmm. even looking at that, could that number be offset, particularly for the city of Franklin, with the power lines?
In all honesty, the line will pass within a whisker of my own property. I drive under existing power lines, six, eight times a day as I'm going to meetings, going to work and what have you. And so the power lines that exist and the future Northern Pass power lines are very close to my property. I honestly do not expect any impact on the value of my property.
Okay.
For what that's worth.
Sure.
For what that's worth.
Yeah. Well, no, and I thank you for responding. All right. Pat from Manchester wants to join the conversation at 1-866-823-1077. Hi, Pat. You're on Bulldog Live along with Mayor Ken Merrifield. How you doing, Pat?
Oh, you're there now?
All right, we're here. We got you.
All right, hi, guys. Yeah, hi. I was going to ask a question. I guess you pretty much touched on it while I was on hold. I know that a lot of people have this view tax that gets figured into their property, even though, one person's view is different than another person's view of things. And how is that going to affect the property values? I mean, certainly it's going to lower it. And is that? I guess that's not figured into the existing tax base or something like that. You know what I mean? It's we get X amount of dollars from view taxes now. How much less are we going to get once these power lines are put in?
I think that that's a legitimate point to raise, that there could be an impact on existing property values, despite the additional revenue that we would receive, that communities would receive from the line. It's probably also important to recognize that the plan currently is calling for about 100 miles out of the 140 miles to be on existing right-of-way. So there are power, like in my neighborhood, there are power lines there now. How much impact will additional power lines have on property values?
Well, I think your power lines are going to be a little bit shorter than these that are projected to be upwards of 130 feet.
That's maximum, 130 feet.
That's why I said up to. that was my own little language.
Because yeah. I met a very
they
nice...
They could be 80 feet tall. They could be.
Yeah. Yeah, they could be. And I don't know. I couldn't tell you how tall the lines are now. But, mm-hmm. you know, how much does that affect the value of my property, really, when there are okay. already power lines there?
Well, Pat, does that help any?
Well, not much. I guess it's just, you know, if there's existing lines, sure, you know, but I got to think that that it's going to affect it even more. You know, it's one thing to have a view of, let's say, some of the city of Manchester from your property, now throw in a skyscraper so you can't see the mountain or something like that. And, or in this case, you know, get rid of some trees or something so now you don't have that, so... Yeah, I guess we'll just have to wait and see.
I think it's a legitimate question. There's no question about it. There will probably be some impact.
All right. Well, Pat, thank you very much for your call. Appreciate it. All right, Mr. Mayor, let's talk about some other things going on in Franklin,
okay.
shall we?
Sure, yeah. sure. We have a number of initiatives going on right now, and one thing that's near and dear to my heart is the mayor's Alcohol and Drug Abuse Task Force. And we were very lucky in, it was in the fall of this past year, we received a $625,000 federal grant to fight drug addiction in our community. And we just recently, just within the last couple of weeks, have hired a coordinator to be the drug control officer for the city of Franklin. So my kudos to Tracy Fowler, who will be the drug control officer for our city.
Wow, so that's going to be within the police department? Is that how it's going to operate? Or
she is going to report directly to the city manager as if she were, because she is, a department head
okay.
under the city government. So she's reporting
oh, I gotcha.
Directly to Elizabeth Dragon, our city manager.
All right, very good. And so, you know, look at ways to help fight the you know, drug-related crimes, perhaps, right?
Yep, absolutely. And a lot of emphasis on prevention.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of emphasis on treatment and a lot of emphasis on law enforcement as well. And we have I should really make mention of our terrific police chief, Dave Goldstein, who has really taken this issue to a new level in Franklin and really, really going out and investigating and enforcing our laws with regard to drug abuse and drug sales. And he's doing a terrific job.
All right. Most people, when they think of Franklin, if they're not living there, they drive through and, you know, we drive down Central mm-hmm. Street, which my pet peeve is the 20-mile-an-hour speed limit. But
oh,
that's
sorry. you could only go so fast to the next light, though, Brian.
Yeah, I know. That's the other thing. In the middle of the night, you know, the lights still work.
Yeah, you know, I actually had a constituent ask about that, and we looked into it, and it's really out of our control because not that the light sequencing is out of our control, but because there are crosswalks mm-hmm. at all of those intersections, and we have to make it possible for people to get across the intersection, you know, regardless of time of day. So we have to have them...
Is that because it is a state road through there, or is it because...
We just have crosswalks so that people can get from one side to the other.
Yeah. Even at 2 in the morning.
Yeah, even at 2 in the morning. You have to
Not
make it possible.
Not that I'm out at 2 in the morning often, but, you know, I
driving through Franklin at 2 in the morning?
Yeah. Well, you know, you go to Smitty Cinema, you know,
yes,
right there on the Tilton Franklin line.
Of course
and
you
do. Get out at, yeah. you know, 12, 12:30 mm-hmm. and driving back through town and, yeah. you know, hey, the gas station's still open, you know?
Very good.
That's good for me. Because gas is the cheapest in Franklin other
it
than
is.
Maybe Tilton.
It
so.
Is. Thank you for noticing.
Yeah. I know. I stop in.
Very good.
I do. And Grevier Furniture. business right
now. Wonderful anchor and a great family.
Yeah. Yes, yeah, they're great advertisers here on the Pulse too. Yeah. So,
and we also now you've reminded me because the Grevier family is so involved in this, but we're in the midst of our Veterans Ski Area annual winter carnival. So there are lots of events going on at our ski area right now, and a terrific family environment and really low cost skiing. We have a lot of amenities in Franklin that maybe people don't know about. We have a ski area. We have Webster Lake, if anybody's familiar with that. The Franklin Opera House is putting on some tremendous shows.
Which is now renamed the Middle.
The Middle, that's right, yeah. And we have a wonderful variety of shows and comedians and music, you name it. A lot of local theater productions as well that are really terrific. And, a golf course, too, and...
That's right.
All sorts of opportunities for fishing in the Three Rivers. You know that the Merrimack River is born in Franklin.
You know what? That's good. I was trying to explain that to somebody, a friend of mine who was visiting, and I mentioned about the Three Rivers, but I couldn't remember all the details of it. It's the Pemigewasset comes in there, and what's the other one?
The Winnipesaukee.
Oh, okay.
Winnipesaukee River, and they join together behind Franklin High School and form the Merrimack River.
Very good. Yeah. So, and then goes right on out to the ocean from there.
Right. Right. After passing by a few cities, most of which I've lived in at one time or another.
There you go. So now the mayor of Franklin, is that elected every 2 years?
Every 2 years, yeah, in the off years. So so I would be up for re-election in October of this fall. Yeah.
That's soon already.
Oh, yeah.
We just got done with an election.
I know. I'm well aware.
Exactly. Well, if anybody wants to get a hold of you, any concerns in Franklin, sure, looking to do business there perhaps, anything?
Be thrilled to talk to those folks, especially in light of this project, because I think there's going to be a lot of economic spin-off benefit for the city of Franklin, and some folks stand to gain if they're willing to invest now in the city of Franklin. So I'll tell you what, here's my cell phone number, 491-9084, and people can feel free, as they do almost every day.
Yeah, you sound like Congressman Frank Genta. He gives out his cell phone number too.
you have to be accountable and available.
So, I like that. So
491-9084.
All right. I wrote that down, so
good.
I'll keep that in my notes as well.
All right.
Because you and I are connected on Facebook there.
Yes,
so,
we are. That's how we arranged this little meeting this morning.
That's right. Yep. Yeah. Well, thank you very much for stopping in, sharing your perspectives. Don't know how many people agree with you out there, but, you know, I wanted to give you your say and talk about how this will benefit Franklin. I was talking with somebody yesterday who resides in the city, and they're certainly excited for it too, because they are looking at the possibility of the property tax break.
Sure.
So,
absolutely.
So and there's some high expectations there.
For me, that is priority one for our residents. Yep,
very good. All right. Thank you very much, Ken Merrifield.
Thank you, Brian.
All right. Take care. Bulldog Live continues, 1-866-823-1077 here on The Pulse.
Bulldog Live will continue after these messages, live on The Pulse.